T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In the meantime, we are a week and a few days away from the NFL draft. Coming up in a couple of days, you're going to get the NFL schedule that is going to be released, and we'll find out where and when the Packers are going to be playing. So we'll know where and when the hotels are going to begin to book up. In the meantime, Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Paul, how you doing?
Bill, doing well, man. How are you?
So good. Hey, so question. I don't know if you're able to or not. We've got the NFL draft coming up a week from Thursday night. Gary Ellerson and I back out at the Q Club of Wisconsin. Are you capable of joining us out there?
That's the plan, man. Let's
okay. I thought so. I wanted to be sure. So I sat down and I got into the draft guide over the weekend. And just for blanks and giggles, I'm sitting there watching the Masters and I'm panning through this. I got to tell you, the more I read about Devin White, the linebacker out of LSU. Now, I know they picked Oren Burks last year, and he had some injury issues and just at times seemed to be a little bit lost. But Devin White seems to me, if you're going to go with an inside linebacker that's got a lot of talent, I am extremely interested in this cat if he happens to follow them at 12.
For sure. And I think that if he falls to him at 12, I mean, you can say that about just about anybody. But when you're picking that high, So, Oren Burks, I like him as a player, okay, but there's a big difference between a guy who's a third-round pick and someone who's a projected top 12 pick. Just an overall profile and ability, and that is one of a handful of players. Like, obviously the way that Ryan Shazier's career assumingly ended, unfortunately, with the neck injury and how terrible that was, but when Shazier was coming out, Bill, the inside linebacker who can fly across the field, who can cover, who can just do a lot of things, was a prospect going back whenever that was, 5-6 drafts ago when Shazier was coming out, that, inside linebacker, I think, is a bit of a devalued position in the NFL today. Like, it's, offensive guard is probably on that same list. And I think it's not an important position, but it's probably devalued. Like, running back, offensive guard, and inside linebacker are probably the three most devalued. But when you have prospects come out, like Devin White, like Ryan Shazier, I mean, if you can get a Luke Kuechly, your franchise has set up that position for a decade, And I think that's the kind of prospect we're talking about. So he's probably one of about five that I have on my short list of, the, if they're at 12, what an easy decision it would be. And then, of course, what ends up happening is that, let's just say, a running back goes in the top 11, maybe two quarterbacks or three quarterbacks and, some other positions that the Packers aren't going to go with a 12, all of a sudden you might be able to be picking between this bunch. And then, we'll find out more if Brian Gutekunst goes back-to-back years of trading back in the first round, which I can very much see him doing. So we'll see what kind of options there at 12. But if again, I do think a lot like running back and a lot like guard, I mean, I'm not saying they're unimportant positions. I'm saying they're probably devalued. Is it Elliot Wolf who came out? I'm trying to make 2012, 2013. I remember sitting in the Packers media auditorium on draft night, and I think it was Elliot Wolf that came out and said, like, oh, you guys value inside linebacker a lot more than we do. And it was like, huh?
Right.
Really? And maybe you have the audio somewhere hidden from that. But, again, different. Gutekunst was on that Packers front office staff. Wasn't certainly making the decisions at the time. But I wonder if that thought process is still true today, or when you can find a potential game changer like this, if, all the other rules kind of fly out the window. Just like, if Zach Martin is available in a draft like he was for Dallas, he's a guard. It's, not the most important position on the field. But when you find somebody that darn good, you just do it because he's a game changer at the position. So, the inside linebacker is an interesting spot. I'm curious where this team values it compared to obviously how they did 5-6 years ago when Elliot Wolf said that.
Talking with Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, about everything over the weekend. As I'm watching Tiger win, I'm also the other Devin Bush, the kid out of Michigan. There's a lot of interest there. I know that if Devin White is not going to be the guy that falls to the Green Bay Packers, Bush possibly could be. And I have seen some mock drafts that actually have the Packers taking him. Now, both guys, I think, are solid. I think White is far superior when it comes to quickness. Not necessarily overall speed, but just quickness, the way he gets through the hole and what I saw to him. But Devin Bush would not be a bad way to go. I would be surprised if they took Bush a little bit. I shouldn't say surprised. A little bit surprised if they took Bush, considering that if the linebackers should go heavy, you'll have some D linemen and some offensive linemen most likely hanging out there at number 12 that are probably going to be rated a little bit higher.
Yeah. I mean, like last year when they picked 14, and while they didn't end up picking 14, when they traded back, for me, what I'd like to do, Bill, on draft night is, I mean, it's a lot easier to do when they're picking high compared to 30, you know, like they did most years for a long time. I like to create a running list, you know, and just kind of start crossing guys off. You know, like I'm not putting Kyler Murray on that list because if he's there at 12, I don't think he's going to go to the Packers regardless, you know. Mm-hmm. These are some of the names that I think, you know, Bush and White, like, I don't want to say they're a little bit lower on my list, but I think they're, if I'm trying to project and understand maybe the way that Dickens is going to run the football operations of this team, I'm wondering if they are lower on his list. So part of it isn't like as much as what I would do, as much as doing my best to guess what I think he and his staff might be thinking. That's kind of why I'm fascinated about what they did in free agency with Preston Smith and Za'Darius Smith impacts what they feel they do need from, you know, sort of a front seven perspective. And two, why I don't know if you can pass on, you know, if Hockenson's there at 12 at tight end, if there's the right safety that you like there at 12, if you can pass. So, I mean, I don't know. Either on the guys you listed, Bill, I mean, White more so than Bush, like to be fair. Like, on my list, yes, but not sure if I see them going that direction. But, I mean, again, all we can do is kind of watch the names trickle off the board. I know you and I talked about offensive line, offensive tackle a couple weeks ago. I'm seeing more and more, you know, like mock draft chatter about the Packers, you know, strongly considering an offensive tackle at 12. I think you would probably be really, from having talked to you a week ago about it, pretty happy about that. I would be a little bit more confused about that. And then honestly, you know, if that running back from Alabama slips to 30, if the right quarterback, yes, quarterback falls to 30. Those are some of my late first round intrigues where I have them like Daniel Jones from Duke and Drew Locke, who's visiting the Packers today, the quarterback, you know, who might be interesting prospects to look at number 30. And I don't know if you feel like get into a conversation about if now's the right time to grab a quarterback. There, you know, as has been written about, you know, that this is the same age that Brett Favre was when Aaron Rodgers was drafted. You know, is it time, or are we still 2, 3, 4 years away from that? And then going along with that, of course, is your confidence or perhaps lack thereof in Deshaun Kizer. So, a lot of interesting stuff when you have two picks in the top 30, that's for sure.
Hey, Paul, when you talk about drafting a quarterback, now, if you get one that's solid that you believe in that falls to you, you figure Aaron Rodgers has 4, 5, maybe 6 good years in him, you know, if you're lucky, sure, depending on it. How do you then say now's the time to grab a quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard because if you're doing that at number 30, let's say, you're not helping your team today, right? I mean, it's kind of the same theory as drafting an offensive tackle who might not play for you until 2020. In this case, you'd be drafting a player, a QB, who's not helping you until 2024, maybe. But I look at what the Patriots did. I love to have it right in front of me, and maybe like Radio Joker could pull it up. But like, how old was Tom Brady when the Patriots drafted Garoppolo? How old was Tom Brady when the Patriots drafted Jacoby Brissett? These are early round picks. I think Garoppolo was second round, Brissett was third round, and they kind of became your insurance policies for the what if Brady is no longer Brady. As it turned out, Tom Brady was still Tom Brady. You got to turn Brissett into a wide receiver in the trade with Indianapolis. You got to trade Garoppolo to San Francisco and get some good quality draft picks back. So you can kind of, you know, leverage it a little bit in the sense of, okay, what if Rodgers in 2 years just isn't Rodgers anymore or his injury trajectory continues? So you can kind of cushion it in that way, but at the same time say, hey, you know, if Rodgers misses 2 games and Daniel Jones or Watt or some other quarterback that they have their eye on shines in those 2 games, kind of like how Garoppolo did in Brady's absence or what Brissett did in the absence of both Garoppolo and Brady in the early 2016, 2017 season, whatever that was, then you can move them for picks or for players. So, I mean, again, you're not doing it absolutely positively with the idea that this is the heir apparent to Aaron Rodgers, but, you know, it helps shade in the what if, because let's face it, the last 2 years between Hundley and Kizer, neither of those guys could get the job done in the absence of Rodgers, and then you're just throwing away a season. And, you know, so you're doing it for two reasons. But again, I think we should maybe look at not just what the Packers did when Brett Favre was 35, but how the Patriots used very early round picks on two quarterbacks in the past 6 years and, you know, didn't end up needing them, but were able to still spin them for assets.
Paul, good stuff as always. I'm sure you enjoyed the Bucs win over the weekend as well.
Very much so, but then a snooze fest, obviously, towards, which is exactly what you want. I mean, you want it to be a snooze fest. You want to be able to rest your starters, but I'm already very much looking forward to the second round. These next three games are kind of, I guess, whatever. And then the competition can begin with Boston.
No doubt. Good stuff, buddy. We'll chat soon, okay?
See you, Bill.
Thanks, Paul. There you go. He drops off. You get on board. Our green and gold analyst, Paul Emig, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been going to get done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.